We are in starting the halachos of Pas and Bishlachim, some kufi base, and the just to help put things into perspective, the Simen Kuf Yud Beis is organized very neatly into three groups. Okay, there are 16 halachas, and the first half of them are about when the issur of Bishlachim should apply. Like, for example, Pasachim should apply, like Pas Palter, what happens, which foods are included. It's very neat, those first half of the Simen. The next quarter of the Simen, the next four halachas, is how you make Pas Yisrael. And the last four halachas, are what about if you want to mix and you cross Pas Yisrael and eat at someone's house who doesn't have Pas Yisrael, you use kalim and things like that. The last four of those kind of halachas. So it's very neatly broken into three groups. Okay, I'm going to read through the din. We're really going to talk more about the beginning, but I'll read through the whole din. Asu chachamim lecho pashal am oiti chacham. The chachams made an iser to eat the bread of goyim, mishom chasos, so as to prevent chasos. And the Rambam says, afiv mokim lechom mishom chasos also. Even if there's no chashash of chasos, it's also. So we're going to come back to all this. I just want to finish. Asu al pashal chamish mili dogam. The whole iser is on the bread made of the chamish mili dogam, meaning if you made of something, rice bread or something like that, do it. No iser pas. Our pasha kidney is so iris a dechin, ain't about pas stamps, also it's not included in that iser. And the Rambam sticks in that there's now like an unspoken comment, which is potentially, since it's not pas, it potentially is in the iser of Bishalakum. Okay, so the Rambam sticks in, but you should just know, Vagam ain't also Mishum Bishul of the Chacham. Things that are not included in the iser of Pasakum will fall into the potential iser of Bishalakum, but this one happens to not have it. It may not oil of Shukhamachim. If Pas, Oiris, and Kidneys is not Oiris, which everyone says it's not, at least in their times it was not. So it was not Oiris, so it's not Bishlachim. And the Machaber, the main point of the Machaber was that one of the rules to get into the Isra of Pas Akum is it has to be made in the Chameshus Minyadogan. Okay, so since it was not made from the Chameshus Minyadogan, so it's not included. Okay, now most of that detail of what is and is not, we're going to talk about later. It's not
to be. But it has nothing to do with Oilah Shachem Malachim.
Yes. The word is correct. Exactly what I wanted to say.
But if it's because of chasness, so why shouldn't we apply the same thing?
Okay, so that's exactly what I wanted to say. Prima Golden points out right on this slide, this end is that you see from here that the past, the rules of what is or is not past, so it has nothing to do with Oilah Shachem Malachim. Because when talked about Bishul, that's when the Ramah says, oh, but you should know in the game whether it's Oilah Shachem Malachim. But for past, it's not it. Okay, which
so
that's what I'm saying, Lafuke, that it's okay. everyone assumes that it's generally accepted that that
Rambam holds it, because he said that he over the star case, he's only about certain cereal, I think, it's not Oilah Shachem Malachim.
Right, because cereals are usually not treated as.
No, it's pas. He was going that it's pas, but it's mutter, it's not pas akum, it's not Oilah Shachem Malachim.
So we can find out what that is, but that's not it's generally accepted. And here's our first example of it. It's generally accepted that the rule, those kulas of Enel Shulchan Mochem and Nechachai do not apply to Pas. We're going to see more about that later, okay? But just here's just one like simple. It's like right here, like right in the first in the riot from the Rambam. Pretty much brings up this right.
Nechachai doesn't apply, right?
Nechachai
is number C.
Okay, well, we could talk about that, but it's not yet. We will see more about. I shouldn't say not yet. We will see more about it later. If they get to
dinner.
What did you say? Okay, it's right. Negate to dinner that it
comes.
It's negate to dinner that it's going to come up with. Okay. Now, the main part I want to talk about is the beginning, what the Mechaber says, that the issue is Mishum Chasas. Okay, and the Torah starts off, the Torah of this Simon starts off by saying that the halachas of Pasakim, that's this Simon, Ishlakim, that's the next Simon, and that you're not allowed to drink with Goyim, you're not allowed to drink alcoholic beverages, certain ones, that's the simon afterwards, kofitah, those three halachos are all chazal made up to prevent intermarriage, that's what he says, and his words are that these eating and drinking together is moshchem lev for adam, v'miskar v'aleim v'echem elu, yovel eschakva. If you'll eat and drink together with goyimin, under these specific conditions, it potentially could lead to intermarriage, so chazal said you shouldn't do it.
Doesn't someone speak out also, I'm sorry, that this is also on the presumption that we're not dealing with any kashrus issues.
Yes.
What about kashrus?
Everybody speaks out. That it's the reason why.
Speak it out.
Everyone speaks out. That the reason why you're allowed to eat it is because This part they don't say, but the bread is assumed to just be plain, straightforward flour water.
Sure.
And the kalim, we say, stam kalim, and the Benjamin, many people point that out, yes. That we assume the kalim are not being used for other things, and that's correct. Okay, so the we're going to take that as straightforward as it is, which is to say that these isurim that we're going to speak about are assumed because of chasos. Okay? In fact, the Gemara says that the iser is, if you read the Gemara all the way through, the Gemara says like this. These things are also because of yichud. You may come to have yichud with a guy if you'll do these things. And yichud is also because you might come to do avodah zarah. Okay? Because you might lead you to avodah zarah. The yichud itself is in itself also because you might come to avodah zarah. So, and in fact, if you read the words of the Mechaber, what does the Mechaber say? Asur chachamim lecha pashal amimim arti kachavim. And he sounds like he's limiting to people who are oyved avodah zarah, because those people you might come to yichud and you then might come to avodah zarah. If you eat with an atheist, how are you going to come by eating with him?
Maybe come in a fuk if you need to answer a yidus and avodah zarah.
Okay, that's possibility. You mean that he only means like, okay, we're going to talk about a mummer in a second. Maybe he means it. That's what we're talking about. That's, I'm coming to that. You see, maybe he says amimim arti kachavim. Maybe he's amim lafuke, and you saw the cup. Okay, that's, I didn't think of that point. But maybe that is. But the Shach, if you look at the Shach, on those words, the Shach says, I am the Kamon, Reishim, Kuchal Gimel, and Kufgit, Chabal, Sivkat, and whatever. What's that? That's in the halachas of Stam Yayin. And halachas of Stam Yayin, Mir Hadin, Stam Yayin is also Bahanah. But since the Goyim nowadays are not Ogdei Avodah Zarah, or most of them are not Ogdei Avodah Zarah, therefore, Stam Yayin is only Asur B'Shtiyah. It's not Asur B'Hanah nowadays. And that's in the beginning of Kuf Chav Gimel, and that's the Shach of Kuf Chav Tal, Yudbeis, which is the Mechaber in Kuf Chav Tal. That since they're not Ogdei Avodah Zarah, therefore, their things are not Asur B'Hanah. Meaning, we take into consideration that he's not Ogdei Avodah Zarah, so it doesn't have certain strictnesses that would go along with that kind of a din. So the Avnei says that what the Shach means to say is, if you have Amimim that are not Ogdei Kachavim, then there won't be this Apazakim. That's what he says. Now, the Avnei says he doesn't agree with it, and the Prima Gadim on this Shach says that's not true. He doesn't say that he thinks that that's what the Shach is trying to say, but he brings a whole bunch of people who say even if the Goyim are not Ogdei Avodah Zarah, these Yisurim still apart, which is what we assume. We go with that assumption. I'm just saying is that the Mechaber doesn't sound like that. The Gemara doesn't sound like that. The Gemara says it's also because of Avodah Zarah, and the Shach has that lean. Okay, I'm not gonna.
Islam is nice.
I'm not going to tell you what he says, but there's a bureau in the Chalkos Binyamin about this to try to be miyashiv. Why he's not talking about the Shach so much, but he's being miyashiv. Why the everyone says that it's because of chasnus when the Gemara says that's not. The Gemara says the Gemara uses the word chasnus, but then the Gemara says it means yichud, and the Gemara says what's wrong with yichud, and the Gemara says yichud is also because of avodah zarah. That's what the Gemara says. Okay, now the Rama says
where's more
lamed vav on the base. Now, the Rama says that even if there's no chasnas, still there's an issue of pasach. Now, so what does that mean? How does there no issue of chasnas? So the person have mamash a field day of cases of where there should not be a potential chasnas. Like, for example, what happens if he has no children? Or what happens if he's single? Well, the Shach says, what happens if he's a celibate priest? So he's b'shita never going to get married. So he can't have any chasnas because he can't marry his daughter. He's b'shita never going to get married. Or what happens if the Prima Gadol says, what happens if he's a prince? And prince, they don't mix with the common folk. So you would never marry his daughter. They got a whole bunch of...
Wouldn't own a bakery either.
He what?
He wouldn't own a bakery either.
We're not the bakery. He gave you a cake. His wife baked you a cake. So the thing is, so if they have a whole petal case, the Rambam is saying is, even if there's no chasnas, it's also. And the Shach says that's because, the Shach says it this way, he says, the reason why it's Asr is because, the point is that it's Asr, Pasachim is Asr, because of Chassas. But if he doesn't have a daughter, his friend has a daughter, that's how he says it. The Taz is in a way that's easier for us to get, which is that it's one talk. Once a Chacham Asr, the Pasachim, the reason was because of Chassas. But if this guy happens to not have a daughter, or he's 98 years old, and he's not going to have any more children, doesn't make a difference. That's not a reason to not answer it. Because what took Chum answered it in all case. Okay. And that leads us to where we're...
Could we say also that chasnas doesn't mean actual marriage, but it means assimilation?
It means assimilation?
That means that you're assimilating with the Goyish society. You know, you're...
you're intermingling with them, and you're...
So if it's drinking,
then you're going to get mad.
The reason why I question that is because the Gemara, this Gemara that said that because of Avodah Zarah, the Gemara says, when it has different ideas of what the issue might be, it says, for that kind of issue, we wouldn't have an example. But it is, just mingling with Goyim, and just being more friendly with them, might not be enough to answer it until, if we really consider chasnas, I mean, like intermarriage is like a very serious line. You know what I'm saying? To say you might become friends with him and go to the ball game with him, that I don't think that at the, you know what I mean? At the point of saying that it's maybe you read something more serious. Maybe you said the word assimilation, you meant more serious in the sense of like abandoning of doing mitzvahs and like that.
It's going to happen.
So maybe that you mean it, so much not just be friends with them, but it's to a point of like completely stop. Okay, so maybe.
Won't be business dealing.
Maybe that's what the Gemara means when
it's
Hashem
HaBed Zohar. Let me see how it's Mishnah Zohar. Something like that over there.
The Gemara, that's later in the Gemara talks about those kind of things also. Yes. Yeah. Okay. No. It's in the later Gemara, right after that. Other Gzeris that they made.
So the Chachamim did wine. Right? Why did they only do wine? Why not alcohol?
So in Kufidalit, the next thing is that there are certain things that you're not allowed to eat. Drink together with guys. That's drinking at a bar. So certain kind of things like that. Now, if we ever get there, that's to exactly figure out which things you're not allowed to use, but it includes alcohol type beverages. It's not to take it from them. The other issue is to eat it together. That's the way they structured that issue. It's not that their alcohol is also, but then you don't drink together. And at bars, I mean, it's like, what else brings up images of guys, you know, hanging out together and becoming good friends is a bar. I mean, we don't need to do that. Okay. So we're headed to is, the shayla is like this. A shayla nachranim is, what happens if the person who cooked, what Dov mentioned before, if the person who cooked the food was a yid, but he was a yisrael mumra. Okay, he was a yid, who is not he's Machal Shabbos for Hesir. So what should we say? Should that food be mutter us? Pass. And the simple thing to say would be is, well, for halachas in the beginning of your day it says that a person who's a mumur Machal Shabbos for Hesir, that person is considered a mumur and he's considered ka'akum. And for many things he's considered like an akum, so his food should be usher. Okay, which brings up just a side thing. It's just funny because it can't be true. But the shayla is what the guy's going to eat because he can't cook his own food. Because if he cooks his food, then it's passing bishlakum. He can't eat it. Right? If we make him into a mummer, so he's not allowed to eat his own food. He has to ask someone to cook for him.
No, that's not there for him.
Drink wine.
Right? He can drink wine. Also,
right? He's not there for him.
Okay, right. So whatever the answer is, okay, it's just a funny question. Okay. So anyhow, so the
pishachuv.
I know. Okay. Okay. The pishachuv brings. Shulva brings from a sefer called Teferis Lamosha, okay, and Rabbi Moskowitz will fill us in on who that is. Teferis Lamosha. But thankfully, this is we'll put in a plug for HebrewBooks.org. Is that what they call? Which I downloaded sefer from there, so I can finally look the sefer up. And he says,
so who brings this down?
The Piskachum, right here, brings down that the Teferis Lamosha says the way he brings it is the Gzeira is Mishum Chasnas. There's no iser to marry the mummer's daughter.
No.
The mummer's daughter is a Jewish girl. You're allowed to marry her. So therefore, since there's no chasnas to marry her, so the pas of the Yisrael mummer is mutter. Okay. Now, really, the Tiferes Moshe says a little bit more than that. Okay. What Tiferes Moshe says is like this. He says, there's two reasons why pas and bishul akum might be usher. One is mishum chasnas, and one is shamayach hilen dover tomei. You're cautious that maybe he'll mix something in. He's a guy who's cooking the food, maybe he'll mix something in. So he says, so now I don't know where this comes from, but he says, Paz is only Mishum Chasnas. And Bishlakum is Mishum Chasnas and Mishum Shemiach Lenu Davitami. Is what's the Nafkamina? The Nafkamina is if a Mumer does it. If it's because Shemiach Lenu Davitami, the Mumer is just as cautious to give you a tray food as the guy is. If it's just because of Chasnas, then there's no. Then there's no problem with chasnas to the mumur, and therefore he says pas akum does not apply to Yisrael mumur who cooks, and bishul akum does, and which is reflected in the pischachuv, because this pischachuv says that the Teferis Lamosha says that pas akum is mutter, the pas akum of a mumur is mutter, and the first pischachuv in Kufyud Gimel says that the Teferis Lamosha says that bishul akum of a bishul of Yisrael Mumur is usher, and there are even people who want like, well, how can it be passes mutter and bishul is usher? And the reason he says is because the reason the Tiferes Moshe says is because for here the only issur is chasnas, and over there it's chasnas and sham yachlev davar tamei. That's why it is. Okay. So,
but even if it's
it would apply, because Shem Yachal and Dabar Tamei, but Bishul Akum, it would have to be that he's a mumur in a way that makes him ka'akum. Right? Not just so don't say someone's a mumur to Yavon. It's true. Oh,
you can't help the customer. I agree. Yes. So that's why I said that's why I said mumur chal Shabbos. That's what he uses the example, mumur chal Shabbos. Right? A person, I don't really get all those details, but right, a mumur to Yavon will depend on what he's chashed for. If he's chashed for treif, you might not have to be chashed or feed you treif. You know, that
okay, yeah, I know, but it wouldn't be Bishul Akum, though. Right. Let's say I know in this case it's kosher. It wouldn't be...
Okay, well, that's its own question. How much those didn't spread to each other. That's good. But I'm talking about a mumul chal Shabbos. He's a plain old, good old fisher mumul. Okay. So the what's the reason to argue on the Torah? Why do others say not like that? Why would they say the cooking of a mumul would be usher? The baking of a mumul would be usher? So it's very simple. What we've just been saying was that there's a light plug. Chachamim said that it's usher when an Akum cooks, an Akum bakes food for you. That food is usher. Even, for example, if he doesn't have any children, even maybe if he's not over the Zara. So another person who has the rules of an Akum, he's like an Akum Emor, okay, he's legally considered an Akum, right? See, the Akum Emor, this guy, has also the name of an Akum. So the fact that there's no issue of chasnas, in a sense, makes him no different than the priest, who also has no problem with chasnas because he has no kids. Okay, so it's the same idea. They're both the same, that would be the reason to argue. Okay, the Avnei Nezer has, that's how most people argue. The Avnei Nezer has his own twist, and he says, the reason why it's usher is because, he says, what do you think the kids of a mumur are going to be like? He says, what do you think they're going to be? In the summer, they're going to go in their father's footsteps. So you're not going to marry them either. Not because, he doesn't mean you're not allowed to marry them because of the Yisurim of an Akum. He means it's because it's not appropriate. So that's his own twist of it. It's ha-ha, because it's like usher to marry them. Right, that means it goes after the father, right? Oh, okay. So anyhow, but that's what most people say, that's because of white plug. It would be white plug. If this guy's considered an Akum, then for halachas, for whatever reasons he's considered Akum, this is a din of an Akum, he should have that din also. Okay, what's the riyas now? What are the riyas that it should be usher? Sorry, the riyas against the Tiferes HaMashiach. So one is, there's a din in Hilchos Stam Yayin, which says, it's a Beferish din, that says that the Mechavim Chaf Dalet says that the wine of a mumur is usher to drink. Okay, what is that? Why is the wine of a mumur usher to drink? The reason why we're not allowed to drink stam yayin, as we said nowadays, you're not allowed to drink stam yayin, is because of chasnas. So the mumur, and it says there that you're not allowed to drink the wine if you saw a mumur touch the wine. So then it's because of chasnas. You're not allowed to drink it, even though that isser is the etzim and isser chasnas. Okay, and there's a rabbi who speaks it out of chulin like the Beferish. He says, even though nowadays the Isser of Stam Yayin is Mishum Chasnas, and the Yisrael Mumur, there's no Isser of Chasnas, much like the words of the first Mishum, there's no Isser of Chasnas, but even so, I don't know if he uses the word like plug or something to that effect of, too bad, that's the way the Isser is. The Isser is on all Akum, this guy has the din of an Akum, so his Stam Yayin is going to be awesome.
That's on first Allah about Mumur.
That's by Stam Yayin, it's in Kuf Chatala, it's a perishable. So, Rabelski said back to that he thinks it's a special, that's a chumrah for Stam Yayin, because he doesn't think that that's the din. And Rabelski's whole sheet about this is coming from Rav Moshe. He says he heard it from Moshe, but there's also two very short tshuvas about it from Rav Moshe. It's in passing, and two tshuvas from Rav Moshe. And Rav Moshe seems to say the same kind of thing also, that it's a special chumrah for Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe says it's something like min hadin, I believe it's mutter, a mumur in all these cases is mutter, and this, that we're knowing to be machmir by Stam Yayin, like that's not a raya, and I'm not going to explain to you why.
So let me ask you, the Epsom Maruba, with a mummer of a guy that touched it.
Mummer of a...
You saw a mummer. If it's a chumra, is there a yesh lahakal in any type for a hepsi maruba?
I can't believe people would... I don't know what to tell you.
We find that many, you know, where it's a hepsi maruba, we're machmer.
Okay, in this case,
Is there any age by a homer?
I wouldn't say that. It's a fair shit in there. This is a.
I'm just asking if it's a homer by Alma.
A mumur is not considered, doesn't have those rules of an Akum. He says, and this, that over, and he used the word, we're machmir, by Stam Yayin, he says something like that's different, or I'm not going to tell you why. Okay, and Rabelski said it as it's a special chumur for Stam Yayin.
What about Marsha? not talking about the companies, but the, you know, Jewish owned companies. Said,
he's talking about.
He said, to be frank, if the employees are Jewish, that caution of how the wife should be also anyway, so therefore you can make it a company.
I don't remember that. Why? That part. Maybe that's he said. Maybe they're also. Maybe you've seen something else. Maybe I just don't remember. I saw it yesterday, or the day before. I don't remember. Okay. So
I don't want a company.
Okay. And he, really, the truth is about what is for him, is about Cholov Yisrael. I think it was Cholov or Gvinus Yisrael. I forgot which one it was. That's the real truth about it, whether who has to own it. Like, that's what the real truth is. Okay. I've seen people bring is from Prima Gadon. Prima Gadon, really he's talking about a guy who's not over the Zara, but there are things that the Prima Gadon says that give the implication that he even includes a Yisrael woman in that also. The Prima Gadon that I told you that says that someone who's not over the Zara, his wine is also, his bread is also also. There are things in there that apply to that he means a Yisrael woman also, but I only have to say is that people who are bringing that Prima Gadon as a raya are not being 100% intellectually honest, because the first words of a Prima Gadon always are, as you know, is Ein Shach, right? That's the first words of a Prima Gadon. It's always Ein Shach. He always talks of Ein Shach or Ein Magen Avraham, right? So what does the Shach say? What does he say? Ein Shach. The Shach is the one who said that if the guy is not over the void the Zorah, even if he's a guy who's not over the void the Zorah, his bed would be mutter. Kol Shekin, if he's a Yid who's not over the void the Zorah, right? So if you just say the Prima Gadon says that it's usher, you're forgetting to mention that he says Ein Shach, and the Shach says, you would think it yourself, but the even speaks it out, that the Shach is saying is, but if it's even a guy who's not over the void Zorah, it's mutter. So he's Kol Shekin from a Yisrael Mumer. So he's not being 100%.
He wants to be more mafra by a Mumer, Yisrael Mumer, to stay away.
The Prima Gadon is not good. He's saying a guy who's not over the void Zorah. And he like sort of throws in about Yisrael Mumer also. So to say that the Prima Gadon says it without mentioning that the Shach said the other way is a little bit not intellectually honest. Okay, that's okay. But no, the Prima Gadon does give that implication. So what about in the contemporary, the more modern day poskim, the Chazon Ish and the Minchas Yitzchok are machmir about the Shaila, about a strong woman, whether it's Pasha Gelser, and Rabbi Shechter goes with that Shita. Rabbi Shechter is, I don't know if this is Berger, but he's biased to the Avnei Nezer. Okay, he's a big fan of the Avnei Nezer. And others for him, like that. So he's, they are Machmish, and Ramosha is Mekel. As I mentioned, Ramosha is Mekel, and Rabelski also says very much that he's
even by Pas.
We're talking about Pas. We're talking about
Pas. I don't get it. Aren't we Mekel Bechlal about Pas Akum? So then what's the problem?
It's Pas Palter.
So now, in later din, in the next point, we're going to talk about Pas Palter 19 months.
Yeah.
We're talking about the theoretical science of being Pas Akum.
We're talking about
Pas Akum. Whatever that is. Whatever that is.
Your neighbor bakes you a cake.
Right.
I have a neighbor. My neighbor is Muslim.
Perfect. They're not even up
with the Zohar. That's an example.
They're not even up with the Zohar.
That's an example in Kuf Chafat.
You don't got to worry about facts.
Okay. So now. I have to just say before we...
The average from person, the only person who don't hold the average non-from person is a Mumer, right?
That's what we're right there. That's what we're headed. The last thing we have to just talk about, what I just said, all the things that we've been talking about, we have to make two caveats to what we said. Two opposite things, statements about what we just said. Okay, they're going to... Two opposite things. One is... The Binyan Tzion, the famous, I think it's the first Shulam, maybe, the Binyan Tzion and Chazon Ish at the beginning of your day, both say that those dinim of Yisrael Mumer applies to a Yisrael Mumer who's being over Yisurim, he's in Chalash Adas for Hesh or something like that. They do not apply to what we call, or what the din calls, a Tinik Shnishpa, a kid who was brought up in a way that he never was exposed to Yiddishkeit. So his being the Chalash Adas is not a rebellion, it's not a act of defiance. That person does not have the dinim of Yisrael Mumer. So for that, we wouldn't call that. So although Yisrael Mumer, the Chazon Ish holds is usher, his pas is usher, but most of the people who are not from are not Yisrael Mumer. Those people are just what we call a Tinnik Shnishpa. Okay, so it's like, so those, it's not okay, now.
Oracle Nair says this.
Yeah,
I'm going to say the same thing in a drop of a different angle.
Yes, he was.
In a drop of a different angle is that we usually say the way we describe someone, the way we say when someone is a mumer is the barometer of whether someone is a mumer is whether he's mechal Shabbos preferhesser. Okay. So first, as a side point, is that the mechil Shabbos has to be preferhesser. It has to be preferhesser.
That's always
right now. Now, Rabbi Shechter says, what does that mean? That why is it Chilul Shabbos and why is it Refar Hesher? And Rabbi Shechter, the way he explains it, is that the reason for that is that the a person will explain this. What is it, what a mumer? This mumer is a person who Chilul Shabbos for Hesher. Rabbi Shechter said it means it like this: Shmir Shabbos is something that all you didn't know what that is. Everybody knows what it means to be Shemir Shabbos. If you will be the person will be Chilul Shabbos, but not just be Chilul Shabbos. But do it in a public way. He's excluding himself from the community. He's like doing something that's clearly saying that I don't belong over here. I'm like walking away from everything, and therefore that person is Chazal say that person is in the kafu. So Chilul Shabbos for Hesher is a way of saying the person has shown that he has nothing to do with this anymore. He's like walking away. It's not because the chomer of Chilul Shabbos. It's because it's such an obvious thing to do. Because.
No,
I don't
think
clearly
it says
it's a chomer of Chilul Shabbos. Okay, so Rabbi Shechter says it. Rabbi
Shechter says it. The
Maaser. Okay, he says, Rabbi Shechter says, if a person, now this is a variation of what the Chazon Ish is saying, what being seen, a variation is, if the person doesn't know what Chilul Shabbos is, you know, to him, being Mechal Shabbos, to him, in his mind, being Jewish means going to Shul and Yom Kippur. Okay, so in his mind, to him, being Mechal Shabbos for Hesher is not this rebellion of like, oh, I'm not going to be part of the Jewish people. It has nothing to do with it. He doesn't know beings from anything. He doesn't know anything. So this is a variation of what the Chazon Ish said. Okay?
And okay. I think I know already. He's informed of that.
So the Chazon Ish says, if you go over to a 30-year-old and you never know anything about Frumkai, and say that, do you know that God said that tomorrow you're not allowed to turn on television? Okay? So then, the fact that's not considered that he now knows. He doesn't have enough background and enough basis to accept that piece of information. If I go to you and I say, you know,
for a course for 3 years. For 3 years.
Man, okay. So then if a person, so
the Rambam is much more.
Yes. Okay. So it's very dependent. The question is, if he spent 30 years, if he spent 30 years being educated in a certain direction, it could be that 3 years of classes is not yet enough to. Bring him in here. Okay, but it means is, according to what we're saying so far, the rule of what someone would be is a mumer takes someone who has to have a certain amount of background. But now there's the opposite. This is so if you're keeping track, Rabbi Belsky was make about Rabbi Shechter was mocking about Pas of Yisrael mumer, but he said that most people are not mumer. Okay, so it's usually mutter. And Rabbi Belsky, who said that the Pas of Yisrael mumer is mutter, he says, but you have to realize the other side, which is that it's like kamat not negeir, because obviously the person who's not from, forget about if he's a mummer, even if he's just a tinnik shenishba, he has no nemonis about kashrus issues. So if you have a company and there's 12 employees and one of them is a non-from yid, so you can't trust and say he's going to light the fires because he has no nemonis for kashrus. Not because his cooking won't be pasakul, his cooking will be pasisro, but you can't trust him. If he's out sick, he's not going to say no baking today. He's out sick, so somebody else will light the fire for him. So there's a, even though his pas might be pas Yisrael, but you can't, practically in the company, you're not going to be able to rely on him.
He's going to have mothers.
And he says, so that means that the shayla gets now more focused.
In halacha, it talks about that since it comes from a yid's house. So the guy lit it, but obviously somebody came by and threw something in there.
No, but we're talking about that in this bakery, there's one non from you who works here. You say he's going to be in charge of the baking. He can be in charge of the baking because he has no nemunah to take that job responsibly. But so as Elma, you're going to tell me that we're talking about that to someone in your house. Okay, you have a 97-year-old Russian babysitter in your house who she's not from. Okay, so she's a strong woman, or she's a teenage nishpa, and she's not from. So you say this, so she's doing the cooking, and she's doing the cooking in the house, so they tell me that for her cooking is the shayla of a Yisrael mumer, or maybe Tinnit Shinizma should be mutter now. But then, and we won't get into this, you get into the halachas on Kofir Ches, which is you're not allowed to leave a person like that, the same kind of a thing that person is not allowed to be left alone with your condition. But if you have your other wife, unless you'll have case of like Yisrael. So it'll end up that the shayla is very limited. The shayla is, you can't come in once a month. No, that's not true.
It's
a Beferish Adin that's not true. And why are we doing companies is its own parsha.
That's why it's called Yud.
Let's go have some room.
No, it's a completely different thing. But so it comes out that the shayla is going to get into a very specific case. you have a person that the only person who could be cooking possibly is that person.
Like the Russian cooking.
Like in the cooking, you have the cooking yeshiva. You have the yeshiva has the cooking, there are people in it now. And the person is potentially mummer, and you don't have chashashas of making him, trade, like he's cooking in the yeshiva kitchen,
right.
And someone's in and out all the time. Okay, I'm just saying that these two things are very limiting the whole shaila to us, because between the tinik shnishpa, which makes most people not mummer, and between the fact that you can't trust the guy anyhow, makes the shaila more limited, but it's a shaila.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Nice. 10 o'clock.